Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, October 1st, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about efforts to revive Zimbabwe's ailing economy.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 metamoy frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voindebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about a raft of measures undertaken by the Zimbabwean authorities to boost the country's economy.
In his monetary statement, Central Bank Governor John Mangujga said the country's economy is expected to grow by more than 5%. At the same time, Finance Minister Mthuli Ncube, who also presented a document on fiscal measures for reversing fiscal disequilibrium, put the projected growth this year at an estimated 6.3%. Initial indications were that the country would grow by 4.5%.
Mangujga said foreign truckers plying the Zimbabwean routes are involved in illegal foreign currency deals when buying fuel locally. In order to deal with this, he said, with immediate effect, all foreign truckers shall pay for their fuel in Zimbabwe in foreign currency. The same shall apply to foreign traders buying goods in Zimbabwe for resale in neighboring countries.
The Minister of Finance has increased intermediated money transaction tax from 5 cents a transaction to 2 cents per dollar transacted in the multi-billion dollar electronic and mobile phone financial market.
In an effort to boost growth amid concerns of a declining economy, Ncube said the country will replace the state-crippling treasury bills, engage international finance institutions owed billions of dollars, introduce fuel ports to cater for serious fuel shortages and plug suspected corruption at the Zimbabwe Revenue Authority, whose board has been dissolved with immediate effect.
Mangujga said with immediate effect, banks should effectively operationalize the ring-fencing policy on nostro foreign currency accounts by separating foreign currency accounts into two categories, namely nostro FCAs and RTJ's FCAs.
Yabambe zulomuhle lengalithola njani lapho likhona khona ngapho ke endaweni esijeneyo zomhlaba ke lapha ngilojonga njengesahlala yenza futhi kunjani
eh thakaphisira wona narini nje
kutala futhi
ah kakare
so kune skathi
pasati paitwa monetary policy
yes ungakazuzwa lama awards ngizoto uthole award eh
yes ndakawa na award
you tried but as not
aywa ichiri munzira irugadzirwa
yes zirikanda bake ngoka lapha lejagelidala lapha ke umfoka jonga. So ke sizwile lamhlo ukuthi bekula uhlelo lokuthiwa i-monetary policy olwenziwe ke umnumzana John Mangujga we-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. UMangujga ke ube lo umnumzana Mthuli Ncube yena ophethe ke ingcebo kahulumende. So ke enkulumeni zabo lapha abatshengisele ukuthi umnotho weZimbabwe usiyakhula ngokuphakathi kwe-5% kusiya ku-6.3%. Kutsho ukuthi babona ngazani uyakhula okudlula nyakenye. So ke baphinde bathi sokumele kwenziwe okuningi kwenze kuthuthukiswe umnotho welizwe leZimbabwe. So ke uthe ke uMangujga uthe okunye abangakwenza yikuthi balungise khona okuthiwa ngama RTGS lama FCS ukuthi i-account yakho nxa ukuthi inge-foreign currency kumele ikhanye ukuthi nge-foreign currency nxa isemazweni. Nxa kumbe ingaphi ngaphi lakho njalo kutshengisele ukuthi lokhu kume kunje, lokhu kume kunje. Ngakho ke baphinde bakhuluma lokuthi yokuhluphayo ngamafutha efuel eZimbabwe. So bathi ke lokhu kungalungiswa ukuthi abatshayeli ababuya from phandle kwelizwe bajale ukuya ku-black market bafike bedingeke i-foreign currency babesebethenga ke-fuel yabo. So uthi ngcono babuyele i-foreign currency bahle bebhadale ngayo kuhle kuphele khonapho.
And
dollar ikoloko
chinoita Gibbs vacho vari kutaurwa ivavo vanenge vachibvaona kutora mafuta avo kuna na Beira kumaputo uku vakatakura mafuta vopinda vachinwa mafuta akachipa muZimbabwe vachienda nawo kuZambia. Saka hanzi manje nokuti muZimbabwe havasi kutenga nemari yemuZimbabwe, ne vari kutenga nemari yemuZimbabwe mabond notes. Zvingavanofanira kuva kuchitenga ne US dollar.
Yeah.
Kutira vaduri rwe nokuti yakuma dollar chiye zvine zvelita kuZimbabwe.
Ehe. Ingani ipakame picha.
Yes. Saka kana akanga aenda pamusika mutema, one US dollar yemupa 200 bond, anongonotenga mafuta zvakachipa.
Ehe. Kubaso kubuya ke utumeza imali ngomakhaliko kweni phone.
Phone.
Kuzobuya futi loku electronic bank transfer kutwa sikwele. Feku 5 cents kuqala. Nga utumeza imali etizi. 5 cents book.
Yeah.
Katezi is two cents
per dollar.
Yeah. Now go to let in to see $200. So yonki dollar kwampana ba
2 cents. 2 cents.
2 cents.
Kushkaya $2.
So
$100.
So kan zogle malene.
Ukatumira $1,000. $20 ka.
Ka. Palakate kuinga 5 cents po.
Dizuzu.
So kunjaro ki tonga for it. Akul melozu.
Eh. Awadiwa watereri ne watariri. Tino gamchira yezu kuru kuchirongwa chedu. But nasi tirukurukura neje matano aturwa. Na governor of Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe wa John Mangujika emashandisiro emari yavanoti monetary policy tinoona vataura zvakati wandei zvavabata bata zvizhinji ndezvekuti vachapatsanura ma accounts kana kuti mabanga uko atine chiti mabhuku ekubhenga hanzi book bank bani kune account inenge ichibata foreign currency account iri US dollars. Kozeta imwe inenge ichinzi foreign currency account asi chibata yavanoti RTGS ndo inenge ichizosanganisirawo mari dzakaita sana mabond nemanga foreign currency dzekunze dzisiri US dollar asi vakawanda vari kuchema kuti tagara tachine mari dzadzichingopinda muaccounts edu dziri US dollar vanenge vakuda here kuti papatsanurwe tinzi furai manga maaccounts matsva nezvimwe zvakadaro ndozvatichanzwa kune nyanzvi dzatiinadzo dzezveupfumi dzatoepo dzamirira gips etina valakson zembe inyanzvi yezveupfumi pamwe chete namasimba kuchera tinonzwa kuti vese vamirira kupinda muchirongwa tinogamuchira ine mufaro pa studio 7
makanyotenda.
Aiwa tinotenda. Ndotanga hangu navazembe kuti manzwa osei nezve urongwa hwaparurwa kana mashandisiro emari aparurwa nava Mangujika pa monetary policy yavapa iyi kunyika.
Tinotenda chirongwa chaparurwa nava Mangujika ari mutungamiriri we Reserve Bank. Nenyanzvi dzemafambisirwo emari muZimbabwe. Chirongwa chabata zviro zvakati kuti kuti and chiri kuedza kuti chingagadzirise sei dambudziko retinaro kutanga rekushaikwa kwemari munyika medu muZimbabwe. Chechipiri chakonzera kuti vanhu vasaise mari dzavo mumabhanga vakugara nemari dzavo mukudzimba. Chechitatu chinoitawo zvakare kuti mabhizimisi atambudzike akwashaikwe kuswanikwa mari yekunze yetinoti foreign currency iyi kana machenda kumabhangi zvanga zvaakutambudzika zvaakukonzera kuti makambani ave nedambudziko mukufambisa kwaanoita nyaya yekugadziridza zviro izvo zvinoita kuti mabasa avepo zviro zvivepo munyika medu nenyaya dzezveupfumi ifambe zvakanaka. Bumbiro rakarora vamangujika muzuva ranhasi rino unza kujeka pane zvimwe zviro zvanga zviri kutinetsa. Chekutanga nyaya yavo yekuti iye zvine izvi vanhu vaakunzi ukanga vaenda kundobhenga mari yako iri yeforex maus dollar kana kuti yavanoti mausa waakukwanisa zvekungovabhenga muakaunti inenge iri yemausa. Zvataimboita kudhara tadzokerazve zvakanga zvimboripo zvekuti unenge une akaunti yako ine mausa ako kana iri akaunti yaunoita zvema RTGS inenge iripo iri akaunti yakamira yakadaro. Izvi zvopa kujekesa kuvanhu. Dambudziko ranga riripo rekuti ukaendesa mausa ako kubhengi wanga waakupiwa mabhondi kana kuti RTGS transactions mausa aya hauchavawani. Iye zvine izvi ukaenda undobhenga mausa ako unowana mausa ako kana ari maRTGS anongorambawo ari maRTGS. Saka mupatsano waitwa wekupatsanira kwavaita uku kunobatsira zvikuru kuti vanhu vave nekujekesa zvakare pave newindiso yekuti kana wabhenga mausa uchawana mausa ako. Ndo zvinokosha izvozvo kuti kana munhu abhenga mausa ake aakuda kundotora mausa kubhengi ngaawane mausa ake. kana iri ma RTGS yomira yo iri ma RTGS izvi zvinoitawo zvakare kuti vanhu vachirege vachiendese mari kumabhangi izvo zvinokosha mukufambiswa kwenyaya dzezveupfumi kuti mari iwe mumabhangi ifambe iri mumabhangi ichitenderera munyaya dzezvekufambiswa kweupfumi hwenyika.
Tinoimba kuti vakawanda vachange vachizopanzwisa ipapo vazembe kuti panenge paine maaccounts maviri ekunzi imwe ihomwe yaunoisa mari yekunze iri US dollar neimwe yekuzisa maRTGS, nokuti vatambotaurawo navo vari kuti musiyano uri papi, nokuti agara tine maaccounts edu nakare, asi vada kudzosera zva 2008 zvokuti unongomuka mari ichinzi mubhengi masara mazero.
Atoimba kuti hazvisi kudzokera ikoko. Nekuti vataurawo zvakare kuti iye zvino izvi kanyaya yekuti iye yemaRTGS kana ari mabhondi nemayusa uremu hwavo neutengo hwavo hwakangofanana. Asi hwakapatsaniswa kuti kuitira kuti nekuti vanhu vanonge vachida mayusa nezvinoitira kuti mayusa aya aramba aripo, vanhu vaone mayusa avo ari mayusa. Saka chirongwa chakanaka na tinongowiga nekuti vatungamiriri ava vacharegera kudzokera padambudziko ratakamboita rekare rekuti unongomuka mari kusisina kana mari mumabhengi yaenda. Izvo ndo zvinofanira kudzivirirwa zvikurusa, nekuti zvikangoitwa zvezvakare kuti tikadzokera ipapo zvinobva zvazouraya nyika yedu neupfumi hwenyika ino, nevanhu vanobva vazogumbuka zvimwe zvisina kunaka. Saka pari zvino izvi sekunzwisisa kwetiri kuita nebumbiro ravo ravataura handicho pfungwa yavainayo, asi ingori pfungwa yekuti vajekese varerutsire vanhu vazive kuti zvavanenge vaisa kubhangi ndo zvaunowana.
Aiwa, thank you so much, Mr. Zembe. Please do stay on the line. Well, he's assuring listeners and viewers that he hopes the government is not going to refer to 2008 situation where people woke up with zeros, strike off their savings. But we just also hope that people will be banking their money, because if they know that they are going to deposit bond, and then still bond and US is still 1:1, are they assured of when they want to withdraw their money getting the bond or getting the US?
So, Mr. Zembe, at the end of the day, what do you think is going to happen? Before I go to Mr. Zimbabwe Kuchera, what do you think is going to happen, you know, in this case where the government is actually saying, okay, let's have this RTGS system, FCA system, being sort of like, you know, streamlined. So what's going to happen in terms of bankings? I specifically asked this question to respond in English so that we can get
the other people. Yes. Thanks. Yes. So what is going to happen is that, okay, fine. People will then open, you know, two accounts. You will have your U.S., which is now an FCA account, your foreign currency account, because it's U.S. dollars. That's foreign currency. And then you have your normal account, which you do your RTGS and everything else that is there. So that at least, okay, fine. When you go to the bank and you want U.S., and you have put in your U.S. in there, you get your U.S. If you have put in your bonds in that account, which is part of these RTGS, you still get your bonds. Okay. Or your RTGS will be credited, your account will be credited with the RTGS transaction. So that's what is going to happen now.
Okay, thank you so much. Stay on the line. Let's go to Mr. Masimba Kuchera. Kuchera, unjaniwa? Baba, Masimba Kuchera, uyanginzwa? Kuchera, wanzana simtole kahle. Baba Kuchera, ifoni yako mbona zandi kumbe si wile. Baza kufonela kwa lapo kona. So maybe, let's check what other people are saying. But the problem that we have is that we are not live streaming on Facebook. We still have some challenges. I guess this is going to be rectified as soon as possible. So silethemba lokuthi ke sizalungisa khona kungani kuyahlupha ku live streamer khona pa ke ku Facebook kungani ke silakho okani kuyasihlasela asikube lo Zembe.
Ndizo zo. Mr. Zembe, also the issue of 5% or 6.3% GDP that they mentioned, I think both Dr. Mangujka and Professor Mthuli Ncube, they mentioned that they're expecting that growth. Do you see that happening? Zimbabwe is not exporting anything.
It's a tall order, Maki, to be able to achieve the, 6%. I know the Minister of Finance said 6%, the Governor said 5%, and that in their policy statements. And I'm not quite comfortable with, that difference, because they should be singing from the same hymn sheet.
Mm-hmm.
These guys, okay, fine, and be talking about the same figures rather than actually giving us different figures. Okay, but it's a tall order given the current situation that we have in the economy. Yes, we know agriculture, and unfortunately, the predictions are that, 2018-2019 agricultural season is not going to be a very good one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because we are going to have possibly average to below average rainfall, and agriculture being one of the key sectors that has been driving our growth, already we're going to have challenges. Number two, the mining, is another sector that has been driving. We know it's currently bullish. It's going, on a growth path at the present moment. But at the same time, we also know what is happening in terms of prices of commodities, especially, for instance, gold. We know that the prices have been going down on the international market. Then thirdly, we know that currently industry is at a very low capacity utilization at the present moment, and this is why you find even in terms of exports that they are on the low side, other than the tobacco that we produce, which was fairly good, and the record, I think, for the first time, 250 million metric tons of tobacco, which is good. Okay, I think tobacco did pretty well, but most of those resources are no longer there. They have already gone. They've been used by the system. So it's a challenge. It's a tall order, and given the headwinds that we are currently facing with inflation, currently on a upward trajectory, which is a major worrying factor. And the prices of goods and services increasing, the disposable incomes are low, and the general economic activity is not currently on the low side. So there need to be some very bold, aggressive measures taken, in order to really inject more activity, more life into the economy. And what is very important to realize with the economy is that government must reduce its expenditure so that it does not crowd out not only the private sector in the market, it is also crowding out the public, the individual, the person in the street. They can't get money, even if they had banked their money in the banks, because of high government expenditure and government coming in and mopping out money in the system, which then affects the productivity on the ground and in turn affects GDP growth. Money is going to government rather than going into the productive sector. So there have to be very bold measures, and that doesn't happen overnight. Okay, that turnaround. Whilst we are currently on a positive note, but those figures appear to be on the high side. We would love to achieve that, and it would be great if we can achieve that. But it's a tall order.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Mr. Zembe.
Mm-hmm. What do you see, Kubaba? Umasiba kuchera. Uyanizwa kuchera? Yeah, so telephone line 42. Sizwile lapha ke umnomzana Ncube, Mthuli Ncube. Ekhuluma ngokunye okuningi okumele kwenzakale eZimbabwe. Okunye okukhona uqambeke ukuthi kuyakuphulwa lokho kuthiwa intermediated money transaction tax. Iyabisuka ku 5 cents per transaction. Iye ku 2 cents per dollar for every transaction. Kambe kujoni kono kunqaza sikhangela abantu abathumezelana imali ngomakhala kokweni, abantu njalo abantu user kono kokwe okuthiwa electronic transfers.
So think ukuthi somzathu ngoba nxa ibi 5 cents per transaction. So think ukuthi bekungela ndaba ukuthi ibi imali. Kodwa nxa sithi 2 cents per dollar. So sithu uthi xa uthumezele $100 uyawuba $2. Xa i-$1,000 uyawuba $30. So kulabo abasebenzisa i-method lezi ezokuthenga umbe ezokwenza ama-transactions kuzadula sibile kulabo abangenamali ngoba xa uthi uthenge isinkwa ngamajarini owe $3 sezathatha sezathatha 6 cents nxa uthenga into ezinkulu baye bethathile izimali ezinengi. So lo udubo esinalo elokuthi uyabe uzadula kakhulu ukuthi izimali zihambe zivela kubunye umuntu zisiya kubo.
Ye, ngicela ufake nje ngesikhiwa khonapho nje ngamafushane 1 minute. Ye, ufake ngesikhiwa.
I think that the transaction tax will make things slightly expensive, considering that when you look at paying 5 cents per transaction and then taking it at the dollar to say 2 cents, 2 cents seems very little when you say that's 2%. But when there are very big transactions, to say $1,000 or something, that's up to $20 in tax. Which I think is a lot of money. So for people who are transacting using electronic money, considering that there is no cash, it's going to be expensive for them. And it also then continues to generate the appetite for cash. I think that the laws that we introduce are supposed to limit the appetite for cash. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, it is risky, but it then appears very cheap for me to carry cash around rather than move money, move $1,000 and lose $20 in the process.
Ah, kunzima.
Kunzima, mfowethu.
Kunzima.
Yeah.
Rigathi nzwe kuna vazembe. Mr. Zembe, there are reports that, actually it's in the Herald, that the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe is negotiating with African Export Import Bank for, I think, $500 million facility to help with the cash crisis. What do you say about this? Zimbabwe, we understand its external debt is ballooning, and whenever we have a cash crisis, they resort to borrowing.
Yes, okay. Obviously, it's good if we can get that facility. It will help to alleviate the current shortages. But the question is, what do you use that money for? Mm-hmm. Are you borrowing for productive sector, or you're borrowing to balance up your books, which are skewed towards consumptive, you know, expenditure, which is the current situation? Okay. And that's where the challenge comes in. Okay, that's okay. You know, yes, as a stabilizing, we definitely need, you know, those stabilizing facilities that will stabilize, okay, you know, the physical balance, the you know, and also the, you know, the current, okay, current account. It's important to have that. But our challenge is at the present moment is that most of all that money is actually, you know, going towards consumptive, you know, expenditure through government, which is highly living far, far way beyond its means. In fact, okay, fine, okay, you know, our government expenditure needs to be reduced by no less than 50% if we are really going to, you know, inject money into the productive sector. Just like, okay, fine, what was being talked by Mr. Chiro there in terms of the measures that they are introducing, okay, to increase taxation. Zimbabweans are already highly taxed, and that policy of changing from 5, you know, like cents per transaction to, you know, 2 cents per every dollar. Again, it's a tax, and it's going to be a high tax. And as you said, the net effect is that people are now going to say, fine, okay, how should I transact? If I transact in this manner, I'm going to pay through the nose. My money will be taxed heavily. So they will look for other means of transactions where at least they are not penalized. And that will continue to lead to people holding money and the money remaining in the informal sector, where they will avoid the official systems of transacting. What we must do is just government must reduce its expenditure and allow people to have more money, because we are getting more and we are continuing to milk the cow that really, you know, is now producing very little milk because it has no pastures where it can really feed well. But that's the one which we are continuing to milk until we milk blood out of it. And that's the unfortunate part of it. Once I appreciate that we need money in order to balance our books, in order to finance, you know, we must finance productive sector. But unfortunately, all these are measures to generate money in order to finance government expenditure, which is highly bloated, which is consumptive, which does not feed into economic revival, but just consumption. And that's the unfortunate part of it. So in terms of facilities, we need more facilities. We need to get more resources, especially if U.S. coming in to stabilize the situation. But that money must go to industry, rather than actually just balancing our books, you know, which are heavily skewed towards the consumptive sector, you know, expenditure.
Aiwa maita basa avazembe gives vari kupindura mvunzo andavunza kuti tirikunzwa kuti the RBZ Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe vanenge varikuda kuita hurukuro ne banga re African Export Import Bank kuti vawane mari inoita $500 million yekutsigira nayo zvirongwa zvavari kuita izvozvi zvana FCA yekuti foreign currency nechi. Saka kuti vanga vachitsigira mari ivanike munyika vari kutarisira kuwana mari iyo. Saka vaZimbabwe vari kuti ingange iri pfungwa yakanaka, asi dambudziko nderekuti hurumende iri kushandisa mari yakawanda kudarika mari yairi kuwana. Zvichireva kuti mari iyoyo inogona kunge isingazoenda kwainofanira kunge ichienda, kwokuti vanhu vanga vachiwana mari vawane cash mumastreets, vawane cash mubank. But inenge yakuenda kugovernment expenditure. Ndo yavari kukurudzira kuti dai zvaiita kuti government expenditure ikatwe ne50% kana kuti nepakati.
Ye kunjaro ke mfowetu. So ke sibuyere ke kubaba kuchera. Kuchera loko kone ncimani?
Ngona.
Siyabona ukuthi nxa sukhangela ke umnumzana Mthuli ikhulume ngalokho kuthiwa ngama fuel pots ukuze ukuthi kulungiswe ukudinga amafutha efuel. Ukuthi konke kunganceda ukuthi nxa kulama fuel pots lapha lalapha lapha kuyathathwa khona amafutha enxa vele ebhayira bese liwafaka endaweni ezijeneyo. Kuzobuya lama driver abavela kwamanye amazwe ukuthi bathenge amafutha ezimota nge-foreign currency. Kambe ungathini ngakhona?
Mbona njengale leyo yimove epositive leyo ukuthi ama-driver avela kwamanye amazwe ahle athenge i-fuel besebenzisa i-foreign currency. Kumele i-foreign currency yankhona ivuyele ulethenge i-fuel. Kodwa obe usenzakala yikuthi ama-drivers lawa ebethinta imali kube lama-bond bethenge i-fuel besebenzisa i-bond. Ebese uzophazamisa indaba lezi ezokuthi sithenge ifuel. Thina njengelizwe eli-landlocked ngeke sakwanisa ukuthi sibe le kuyadura ukuthi sibe ne-fuel kumbe sithenge ifuel. So ngibona njengani yimove epositive sibile ukuthi ama-driver avela kwamanye amazwe nxa bedlula lapha eZimbabwe kumele basebenzise i-foreign currency abanayo ukuthi bathenge ifuel.
Loko kwama fuel pots ke loko kuthi kumele kube lento ezinjalo. Kuyini vele ama fuel pots? Into enjani ngoku?
Awukachazi ukuthi ungaba uhamba kanjani kodwa ngibona njengale indlela yokuthi sigcine i-fuel endaweni eziningi ukuthi singa rely nge one port kuphela ukuthi nxa siwobulawayo sibe kwazi ukuthi nangegweru kumbe eBhayibhile siyasilaye i-fuel yabe isuka duzane ukuthi ifike ebantwini. So abakacacisi ukuthi kungaba kusebenza kanjani kodwa kungaba yi-positive move ukuthi nxa i-fuel sikwazi ukuthi indawo enjengematerialland isenzisa-fuel engakanani sibe ne-port khona ngale ibe ne-fuel ezingathi enelayo ukuthi abantu bendawo le basebenzise. Kodwa akukacaci ukuthi kuyabe kuhamba kanjani. Kodwa ke ngifuna ukuthi ngikhulume ngendaba eyama-FCA accounts. kuza dali confusion enkulu kakhulu uthi wena usulama accounts amabili kule account ongafaka ama US dollars ama US dollars angkhona uthi uwathole ebank kodwa uzaba leni account ethi u foreign currency account kodwa esenzi bond kuza hlangana njani nxa kuyikuthi wena ngathi wena ufuna ukuhamba uhamba uye kwamanye amazwe uza usebenzisa njani uthi i-foreign currency yakho le eyamabhondi iye i-foreign currency angibona ukuthi le nto icacile kakhulu njengokhazisa wabo ngibona njengakube uzaba lodubo olukhulu kakhulu uthi wena uyabe usithi wena imali yami le yi-foreign currency kodwa ibhondi siyakwazi ukuthi lisebenza lapha ezimbabwe kuphela so ingaba yi-foreign currency njani.
Mhm. Yes, that was a cool. So, in the first place, he was talking about the foreign truckers, saying that maybe this is a good idea if foreign truckers can come with, let's say, hard currency and pay in that, that would be okay. And in terms of the fuel ports that are being proposed by the government, so he says it's not yet clear exactly what these fuel ports will be all about. So it's like maybe establishing some support somewhere
that's what
in the regions
also,
and all those kind of things, yeah.
That's what I also imagined. Remember, they used to have a tank around Mavuku area where they used to keep fuel.
Yes.
I think it's one of those posts they are talking about,
maybe.
But I think I can throw another question to Mr. Kuchera.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Kuchera, say those truckers, they pay in Forex. Do you see those garage owners going to bank that foreign currency in the FCA account that's for US dollars, or still they will thrive on the parallel market where they will have more money, more bonds?
It is not going, it's going to be very difficult to monitor such kind of system. I mean, it is systems that compel ordinary users to go beyond what they are supposed to do to survive are very difficult to monitor. It's just like saying that foreigners should pay using foreign currency. It will only happen at hotel and tourist areas. But when you get to, when a foreigner comes into any shop, into Queensdale or TM Hype and blah, you will not know that this person has just come from the airport. They're paying foreign currency. That's number one. Number two, there are still a lot of leakages which I am explaining to say we have two forms of foreign currency accounts, one for the real US dollars and one for the RTGS and bond. Now, if you are saying that the RTGS and bond account is a foreign currency account, when we know that this money will only be circulating locally, how does it remain a foreign currency account? I think that there is something that the government and the Arab business governor are not clearly telling. Because if I deposit US dollars into a foreign currency account, surely I should get US dollars. And I think that's a good move to say that now we have US dollar account. But it also means that those people who originally have US dollars in these accounts now that are going to be assigned as RTGS bond, they have now definitely lost their US dollars. They can only benefit from future deposits. These deposits that are there now, they can't be accounted for as US dollars. And they can have a foreign currency account where you use currency that you can only use that. So we shouldn't be calling them foreign currency accounts. I think we should be calling them something else that is more realistic and closer to what is on the ground. And this is what I think will cause a lot of confusion. Because then, if for instance I want to travel, am I going to withdraw from my RTGS bond account if I have money in that account? Well, I'm going to withdraw from the real US dollar foreign currency account. It is beneficial for businesses. I mean, for businesses, especially those export and want it to import and can get money out of the country. I think for their money to be ring fenced, I think that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But for the ordinary users, it's going to cause serious problems.
Thank you so much, Vakuchera.
Let's go to Mr. Zembe. So we see that the government is also talking about these treasury bills that have been distributed like confetti and engaging the international finance institutions and also looking at issues to do with corruption. And they are saying that they've actually blocked or, let me say, fired the whole board at the Zimbabwe Revenue Authority. So, at the end of the day, all these kind of things, Mr. Zembe, does it help in any way?
Okay, in terms of focus, okay, let's talk about the treasury bills first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, those are instruments that have been used by government, you know, to mop out money in financial system so as to finance government expenditure. And that's why we have currently, you know, that's the biggest contributor of shortage of money
mm-hmm.
in the economy for business and for the ordinary men in the street. It's because government has been mopping out that money using those treasury bills. So very good measures that are being taken to try and control that, you know, the issuance of these treasury bills so that they don't continue to create havoc in the market by taking out all the money out of the market to finance government expenditure. Mm-hmm. So treasury bills are good. That's a good move. Okay, is what they're doing and the good measure to control that. And they must definitely be strictly controlled. Okay, and it's important that the Ministry of Finance, because that's where they are issued from, you know, takes now a new measures to ensure that they will not just go into the streets and issue out these treasury bills like the comfort as you have said,
mm-hmm.
thereby creating problems for the men in the street, creating problems for businesses because they will have taken all the money out of the system. Okay, in terms of the Zimbra board, which you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
those are measures that have been taken. Okay, fine. Obviously, we know that the statutory time for the Zimbra board expired at the end of June
mm-hmm.
this year. And it had been extended pending, you know, the appointment of new board.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So one would say, well, that's in the process that was coming, which was expected that at one point or the other, those measures would be taken because they are statutory term of office had expired. And here there was just an extension whilst measures were being put in place. So, you know, we just pray and hope that, okay, the new board that they will be put in is a competent board, mm-hmm. you know, with a good skill set that will ensure that, okay, Zimbra is the, you know, the arm of government that collects revenue. You know, is run properly
mm-hmm.
with good corporate governance and ensure that appropriate policies are put in place to broaden up the tax collection base, but at the same time also realizing that Zimbabweans are some of the highly taxed people, in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important, we really reduce, you know, taxation for companies, taxation for individuals. And to do that, all we need to do is reduce government expenditure. Because these high taxes, we are being taxed in order to finance government expenditure. Not being taxed for development, no.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but to finance government expenditure. If we reduce government expenditure, we are then able to reduce taxation levels. And our people then will be able to at least to live a better life. We are talking about the cost of doing business, reducing the cost of doing business.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the areas that we are saying government must really work very hard on is to reduce the cost of living for the men in the street.
Mm-hmm.
So that we are not just talking about, you know, reducing the cost for the businessmen. We must talk about the cost, reducing the cost for the men in the street. So that the men in the street remains with reasonable disposable incomes. Because unless you have got a population that has got means and money to spend, the economy will not take off. You need to have people with money. Our people must have money. And this is why money must transfer from government to the people, because it's when people have got money, they are then go about their normal day-to-day activities and expenditures. That's what drives the economy. If your people are impoverished, they have very low disposable incomes, they're struggling to survive, there's no way you revive the economy. And that, both the Ministry of Finance and government, they must really ensure that they, change that formula, because that's what is killing this country. In that, even investors, investors won't come into a market where there are people who, fine, yes, they want the goods, but they have no money. In economics, we call that ineffective demand. Yes, the people want those things, but they have no money. And an investor will say, why do you want me to come into a market where there are poor people, people who are with poverty? They won't come.
Thank you very much. And I think we'll discuss the other issues concerning the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and others. But I think you've got some other issue there.
Yes, I have a statement from the Grain Millers Association of Zimbabwe, which we can also discuss here. They are saying that they've suspended the supply of bread and self-raising flour to biscuit and confectionery firms to ensure continuous supply for bread. The suspension will be reviewed after 14 days when local and imported wheat supplies are expected to have improved. This is a notice to all millers from Grain Marketing Association of Zimbabwe Chairman Mr. Tafazwa Msarara, who said flour supplies had remained critically low and it was important that priority for flour be given to major bread bakers. I don't know what Zino Tambir was saying in Zimbabwe. Vakuchera, mashoko atiri kuwana ari kubva ku Grain Millers Association. Vari kutaurai kuti vambo mira kuendesa flour ne inogadzira chingwa ne yatinoti self-raising flour kune vanoita mabiscuits nemakeke kuti hanzi timbonangana nevanobika chingwa. Idano rakanaka here nekuti tinoona kuti dzimwe nguva kumabiscuits ikoko kune vamwe vanga vachitonwa kuti nemabiscuits kana mari dzavo dzichibvuma. Kuitawo vanoshanda kumabiscuits ikoko dzimwe nguva pa 2 weeks vanowana mudzodzi tombo kumisa emabasa kusvika stazowana flour. Munoonawo sei danho iri?
Idanho rinoratidza kuti zvino hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Rinoratidza kuti yangovawo management yasava kuda kuita yekuti zvinhu zvatinazvo tozvidistributa sei. Asi danho rachona matsanangurira muri kuita kuti rinokwanisa kutuma sei kune vanhu vanoshanda ukoko, nekuti zvinenge zvavakureva kuti havachakwanisiwo kunge vachiita mari. Nyaya huru iripo ndo iri kuramba ichitaurwa navazimbe. Asi regai ndimboiedza kuitsanangurira. Vazimbe vari kuti iyo hurumende inofanira kukata expenditure. So tikatarisa tinoona kuti pane makambani ehurumende akawanda zvisingaiti, asi iri kuunzira hurumende mari, asi hurumende iri kungomachengeta. Pane makambani ehurumende akawanda ane yatingati corruption, asi hurumende iri kumatendera. Kune amwe mapazi ehurumende ane vashandi vakawanda kudarika vanokwanisa kunge kana kuti vanofanira kunge vachanda umomo, asi hurumende iri kumatendera. Saka zvinhu zvamava muchitaura zvinonzi matreasury bills, hurumende iri kukwereta kuti ikwanise kubhadhara mihoro yavashandi, kuti ikwanise kuraramisa makambani asiri kuipa chouvii. Kana Ministry of Finance ichida kuti hupfumi hunyanye kusimuka, ndo zviri kutaurwa navazimbe zvandowiriranawo nazvo. Kuti ngatimbogara pasi tione kuti pamakambani atinawo makumi manomwe or 7 the companies veishifte, nde api ari kumbonyanya kushanda zvakanaka? Nde api atingabatana navamwe kuti kushanda navo? Nde api hatingatengesera vanhu vakaita savazembe vane mari dzavo, vatingati mabusiness people, vange vachikwanisa kurara? Iyoyo hurukuro kana ikasakasika kuitika, hurumende ichangoramba isina mari. Now hurumende iri kushandisa mari inosvika 80% yemari yairi kuwana kuti inge ichibhadhara masalari neyatingati zvicurrent expenditure. Saka mari yanga ichitaurwa navazembe kuti inowanikwa productive sector vari kuwana mafufu kana 20%. Zvinofanira kunge zviri zi opposite kuti avo vane mabusiness avo nevanhu vari kuita zvavari kuita vowana ndiyo 80%. Hurumende 20% yowana yekuanza kushandisa. Saka hurumende tinofanira kuti tigare pasi tooonesana kuti ndezvipi zvatiikura kutitirambe tinazvo nezvipi zvatingatengesa. Ivo vano makambani vanovaziva asiri kuvaunzira mari amwe atona kwemakore gumi apfuura, amwe atona kwemakore gumi nemashanu apfuura, amwe atona kwemakore mashanu apfuura, asi apasatitane akamboita munhu agara pasi kuda kuona kuti uyu munhu zvaasiri kutiunzira mari tichiti ikambani unofana nekuti dai yanga iri kambani yemupraivhate sekta ingadai yakavhara
kareyakavhara
kare vanhu vakatorongedza vakaenda kuuka. Saka ndo panofanira kutanga kubata vamutuni muve ipapo kana vachida kuti ikonomi ikure ne 6% yavanga
vataura.
Kana vakasadaro ticharamba tichi richaramba riri basikiti ratizirai nekuti uku tiikuruka
aiwa maita basa zvikuru. Thank you so much Gibson. Ndiri kutarisawo patwitter pamatwitter aiswawo nevamwe vachikomenda pamusoro pedanho reGrain Millers Association rekuti vaakumboita kuti flower ingoenda kune vanogadzira chingwa. Hanzi nemumwe hanzi Charons has been dethroned, chingwa chapindira mumwe uyo zvakare nemumwe it's not a coup. They are just targeting criminals around bread. Mumwe uyu kutaura kuti mabiscuits ari kukanganisa chingwa. Hanzi nemumwe ramba warayira rabvisirwa referendum iye. Mumwe zvikanzi some people will be sent on forced leave, I tell you, because vanga vachanda kumaindustry chingwa emabiscuits nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka inyaya iri kutotanga kuti vanhu vakutoikurukura vachichema nezvai vachionawo maimplications zvataichitaurawo izvi kuti vamwe vanogona kurasikirwa nemabasa nokuti paunomira for 2 weeks makamirira flower iyoyo. Yes, and hatizoita 2 weeks ka inogonaita 2 weeks paichasvika munyika yazoita dzimwe 2 weeks kuzodistributwa. Saka munogona kumira kwemwedzi wese.
Ye kutshela ngesindebele khonapho-ke nxa sikhangele into lokho kweflower lokho abantu poke abasadli ezimnandi ezivela emlonyeni phela amabhiskiti into ezinjalo. So kodwa-ke iyabi khona yini iflower yangkhona kumbe iflower vele sokutshaya umoya eziphaleni?
Iflower iqiniso yokuthi iflower iyahlulela lapha eZimbabwe. Iflower akula, iflower eyenelayo yikho sizithatha ama-measures anjengalawa. Kodwa njengokukhuluma kwethu ama-measures anjengalawa azinze ukuthi abanye abantu balahlekelwe yimisebenzi, angenza futhi ukuthi amanye amankampani avale, uhulumende ehle elahlekelwe yi-tax corporate tax lepezn evela kumankampani wona lawa. So kumele sihlale phansi sibili sibone ukuthi iwaphi ma-measures esingawathatha ukuthi siqede uduko lolu elokuthi uhulumende senze imali eningi kakhulu ukwedlula ayitholayo kuma-taxi. So amabhizimusi abakwanisi ukuthi baboleke imali bathenge i-equipment entsha ngoba imali yonke iyabe ithathwa nguhulumende uhulumende efaka kuma-state owned enterprises kumbe ama-parastatals angalethi imali amanye oweminyaka elithumi lanhlanu oweminyaka emihlanu amankampani lawo awalethi imali uhulumende kodwa siyamacinelayo kulamanye ama-ministries esikwaziyo ukuthi kulezo eziningi kakhulu uwedlula umsebenzi okhona kodwa siyabagcina labo bantu. Asiyenzeni indlela yokuthi uhulumende aqalise ukuthi agcine imali ngendlela ezokuthi yena engasebenzisi imali okungaletha inzuzo.
Hayi kulungile-ke kutshela sizwe-ke umebe uzembe
tombozwava zembe kuti munoti nenyaya iyo yekuti Grain Millers Association suspended supply of bread and self-raising flour to biscuit and confectionery firms to ensure continuous supply for bread.
Yes.
what is important is when things are tough, like in any in life, and any we all do it, even at our own household level, to say what are luxuries and what are basic necessities. And this is why now, because of the shortage of flour, which is a result of the shortage of wheat on the market, okay, one which we grow, and we also import a lot of this wheat, and because we haven't got foreign currency to import sufficient wheat to complement our local production here, which would then give us sufficient flour to be able to make both confectionaries, the bread, etc., and all the like, we are then forced to make those decisions to say, what is the really basic necessities? If you compare biscuits and bread, yes, there's no doubt about it, that a lot of people, bread is a basic necessity than biscuits. And hence, that decision being taken by the, you know, by the business community to say, with the little flour that we have, let's now prioritize it. Where do we put it? Let's put it where it is important, where it is essential, where it helps to sustain the livelihoods of our people. And we know there are families out there who are really surviving on a daily basis, not on biscuits, but on bread. And that's why that decision is being taken. What is more important is for now the authorities to be able to ensure that they put in place measures to import sufficient wheat. And also, I'm happy, the Minister of Agriculture is a workhorse, that one. And with the programs that they have got on the ground, you know, we need to ensure that we really incentivize our farmers to grow sufficient wheat. And that wheat, you know, requires that we work on the infrastructure in our agriculture, our dams, our water, you know, and our irrigation infrastructure to ensure that we're able to grow sufficient wheat, which will give us sufficient flour, which will then give us the normal things that we would all require with those biscuits and all these other confectionaries. But for now, It's important with the little that we have to prioritize on what we say is basic necessity for survival for our people, and that is bread.
So what about the workers at the confectionaries and biscuits making companies?
And that is the catch-22 situation, okay, which is there. And obviously you can't have your cake and eat it at the same time, as they always say. And what is this is underlying is obviously the need for government to act quickly to generate sufficient foreign currency. This is why that facility of $500 million, we are saying, well done to the Reserve Bank governor. But please, can that facility support the productive sector? Can that facility support what we need for the basic living of our people, so that our people have got food on the table, and we protect the jobs, we protect industry? And if we do that, we prioritize the use of those facilities, yes, we'll be able to save the jobs for these people that will be affected. You know, so that's the situation. And the ball still goes back into government's court. They should not blame industry for it. They should not blame companies for it. They may want to pass the buck, but the ball is squarely in government's court to say, please, okay, fine, can we prioritize the use of foreign currency that we have, including reducing, you know, too many foreign, you know, trips that, you know, people are going for, where we are saying, hey, we haven't got that luxury. Yes, we need, I'm not talking about re-engagement with the international community, those involved in that, we need them. And they're doing a good job, and we need to intensify that, because that's what will at least reconnect us and be able to create more value and more money coming in. But we must make sure that whoever is going out, okay, on a government mission, they really, it was very clear that they are going there for something which is useful, which
yes,
adds value to our economy.
Ndokubata emuromo wazembe timbotora tine mutereri ari parunhare todzoka kwamuri izvozvi. Vama nanda makadi.
Nderepo makadi, greeting to all Zimbabweans all over the whole world and back home.
Thank you so much.
Mazvita enyu mandiwanisa mukana. Ndakateerera kubva panguva yese yamanga muchidandaurana apa. Ini chishuviro changu takatarisana nokuvakwa kwenyika. Ndanzwa hangu mamonetary policies dzapiwa na governor neve kufinance again. But chinotambudza ndechekuti musure mukunge zvinhu zvakadaro zvaitiwa, tichiri kungowana futi vamwe vanoti zvakaipa. So ndatenge ndambofungawo kuti regai ndise mashoko angu ndichiti kuna president vacomrade ET Munangagwa. In future kana paitika zvinhu zvakafanana nezvizvi, imboi dzai kushedza vese, those call themselves the chief economist, nevari kufinancial vese zvavo kutomboita conference kutsvaga the best policy that attract investors kuti vave vazosima mari dzavo. Pane kuti tichingopedza kuti izvi zvinonzi zvakanaka, are we trying to say vabva kuzvitaura ava zvakaipa? Nezuro taitizve vamwe vevaapoindwa ava kuita finance ndimuzvinafundo chaiyo, vanoziva zvakakodzera zvinoita kuti nyika ifambe mberi, vobva zvekutaura zvonge zvakashata. What kind of people are we? Please, let's try to contribute as much as we wish right now for our country to come to its own. Thank you very much. Ndafona hangu nguva yapera, ndinoti ndaide ndataurawo zvakati wande
pa. Aiwa, ndokupai 30 seconds mutaure nechirungu zvamataura neshona izvo.
No, I just wanted to say in the future whenever there is a monetary policy or neither also the financial section, let alone all the chief economists and all those have to do with the financial, to gather together so that all of these two groups should bring the better policies that has to attract the investors to come and invest in the country so that the country will develop as soon as everybody is wishing. Not all the time to always have got negativity after we have adopted any certain who is the best as of now. Because yesterday we say the appointment from Tulinove is going to be the best thing for appointing him, and everybody was happy on his appointment. So equally the same, including Baba Masimbakuchera. Please try to be together with the others so that your ideas that you are trying to bring, you can always try to comment about it by saying, I did give an input, but they refused. Then that is when we can debate.
Okay, let me give Mr. Kuchera 30 seconds to respond. Mr. Kuchera, are you consulted by these people before they come up with their policies?
No, I'm not. But the issue that I would want to explain is that we are not critical for the sake of being critical. When we brought the progressive move of foreign truckers coming in to and paying foreign currency for zero, we agree. But there are certain things that we also think that you should look at the ordinary person. We want pro-poor policies that will help the ordinary person, but also help the people. So we need a situation where...
Baba Jonga, can I ask a point? From time to time, whenever I'm listening, sometimes I wish to comment, but we don't.
What is Gab? Because
the problem is we kept on having a negative towards whatever, anything that is adopted. Can we try to be together, to be positive? That is my own call.
Gibbs.
Thank you so much, and have a lovely evening. And I think we've come to the end of our discussion today.
Yes, quite and interesting. And it was picking up.
Yes, very interesting. There's no extra time.
No extra time
for Mr. Zembe as well. So let's thank him for coming on the show today. So we wish to thank our guests, Mr. Lakson Zembe, who is an economist, and Masimba Kuchera, an economic commentator based in Harare. So now, Jonga and I are signing off, saying goodbye.
Ndokutenda vamananda vauya vanga vaine point yavo hanza yakuna kungoshora.
Yeah.
Asi ka vanofana kutaurwa kuti zvimwe dzimwe nguva hakusushora asi kucorrecta. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mese maka makaterera nekuona chirongwa chedu. Totiramba makatsigira Studio 7 ndizvirongwa ndezvenyu imi vatereri, ndini Jonga Kandemiri, morara zvakanaka.